Welcome everyone to another episode of the Power of Being You podcast. I am Sarah Grandinetti, your host, and I am joined by my beautiful friend from Brazil. Her name is Norma Forestiere. Did I do it right?
Yes, perfect. Okay.
I was practicing her name before we started. So Norma is a business mentor, natural therapist, and certified facilitator of several Access Consciousness special programs, including Being You, Joy of Business, and Access Bars. A self-proclaimed seeker, Norma began practicing meditation at an early age and then went on to study metaphysics and several energy healing and natural therapy modalities. A native Portuguese speaker with a proficiency in English and Spanish, Norma offers workshops and consultations for those willing to explore greater possibilities in life, communication, and business. Welcome, Norma.
Thank you so much, Sarah. So happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too, especially because of this amazing topic we have today called Acknowledging Your Being. Thank you so much for bringing that to the table, because I get that a lot of us don't even know what that means, what acknowledgement is and what it can create. And I think there are a lot of us also that are kind of programmed to never, ever, 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 ever self-acknowledge. So what do you know about acknowledgement as a concept that we could talk about to start?
Oh my God, this is something that, as you said, it's not obvious, and it's not even somehow not available the way we live our lives, so to speak. And it was the same for me. For me, this is something that is more ongoing rather than something that I would tell you I have achieved that. No. So, about acknowledging me and myself, somehow for me, it kind of also came from, you know, when those times in life I kind of stopped and just was reminded of things that people would tell me. And there were certain things that were kind of similar, kind of the same without being exactly the same. So I would sometimes listen to people telling me, oh, I feel so good when I'm next to you. I had this such and such a problem. I knew I just had to call you and this thing would just vanish. Or when I was a kid, there was a time in my life when my grandfather was very sick. And he would just tell my mom, I just want Norma to be here next to me. And I would be there with him. It's not like I did something, you know, Sarah. I was just there. And he would be relieved. And this is what these things kind of started been pointing to me. I never really did something. I was just there. And I'm like, what's going on here?
So, but I guess a question that I have is, where do you get permission to acknowledge yourself? Because a lot of us are here, we maybe, you know, had a moment of pure joy of being a gift to somebody or knowing that what we created some change. But then there's this immediate thing that comes up for a lot of us that's like, well, don't be too loud about how great you are. Don't over acknowledge you, because then you'll be conceited or you'll think you're better than other people. And so we limit what we're willing to acknowledge. So where did you get permission to start acknowledging yourself, Norma?
Well, first I went down the road of creating myself as someone that was here for others. This is how I kind of built myself. This is how I understood myself. Then a major change was when I met the Access Consciousness tools, because I was invited to include myself in my life. What works for me, what I would like for my life, what would I like my life to be like? So that was this kind of a major breakthrough also, where I was, is this really true that I'm here just to take care of others? And that was a major shift for me when I started to include myself in my life. And it's not that I'm not there for others anymore. That's not true. This is also who I be. The thing is that I don't put that in a kind of on top of everything. And when I started put myself there on the place that I honor myself, that I include myself, that I really look at me, and that I include myself, this is what has started to change. And it started bringing also this acknowledgement. When I started also, you know, I was kind of lying to myself, although back then I didn't know. But then I started to see that, because even though people would say this kind of things to me, I was like, oh no, it wasn't me. It's a coincidence. That must have been blah, 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 blah. It's just because my grandpa loves me. You know, I would put those many excuses. And it really required of me this place of vulnerability, where I was like, oh no, I'm here on my place, on my own. No one will listen to this. And I get chills when I tell you that, because it was a major shift to be with myself and starting, what if it was me? The presence that I am, the energy that I am, or the space that I am, or something that is just there. And this that I call something, it's something that I have been asking for this to show up more and more in my life. And the more I am at peace with acknowledging that those things were me, or that I was a contribution to all those different kind of situations, I have more of me, and I have more of those, I don't know, miracles or whatever you want to call it. And it's been amazing, because it gives me this sense of peace, you know. I was so much in my life looking for something all the time, looking to make things perfect, or looking for things, considering myself like there was something very wrong with me. And as I started to be this more, to ask for more of this space to show up, for more of this something of me to show up, this has been like dissolving. It's the word. I don't have any other way to say that. There is this this sense of also maturity in a certain way, you know, when it's like, oh, it is okay. I can have that. I can have that for me. And it changes so many things at the same time. It has changed many relationships, the way I look at others, the way I relate to people, judgments, so many things just fell apart just like that, because I am empowering myself and acknowledging me.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. Because, you know, the thing you mentioned was the vulnerability with yourself. And what I know is that a lot of people don't think that self-acknowledgement requires vulnerability, because they seem to oppose each other. And for myself, like a year or so ago, I had a friend that I used to say to her, do you want to go to, can I go to Ego Island for a second? Because over on Ego Island, when I'm by myself, I can acknowledge myself. But when other people are there, I have to stop. And so it would introduce that in conversations in order to get to the vulnerability that was required. And when you said that, I was like, wow, what vulnerability can we invite even in this conversation to people to know that it's okay to acknowledge yourself so that you can open up all these other great things about you, and then you can be them and what gift they are in the world when you start to acknowledge them. So, it's okay. The next question was, what I enjoyed the part of your story was as you started to acknowledge you, you started to go back in time and say things like, what if that really was me? What if that wasn't just a compliment? What if that was acknowledgement? What if it wasn't just because I was a cute little girl that grandpa wanted to have around, but that I actually was a potent healer? And so what tools can you offer or give our listeners about how to really kind of start to open up the spaces and places for those things to show back up, that you can, what I call, like, pick up the acknowledgement you left on the table throughout your life? What do you suggest that they can start asking?
Wow, one tool that I love about that is for when people start asking, what were those moments in your life when those miracles were there, when the miracles happened and you were there? And those are things that somehow they keep coming back at you. You somehow don't get a sense very clear or how really that went on. That couldn't have been like that, and yet it was. There was something special about it. There was something different there. So if you start asking to be aware again of all of those moments in your life, this is something that is amazing. And as you have this recollection, be present with those moments and start perceiving what was there. What were the elements that were present there? Was it a relaxation that you were? Was it a kind of power, a potency that you were? Was it a special way that you set your head or your awareness? What was special about that? And I'm sure, Sarah, if people start asking, they will know, because they know.
That is so true. I know for me, I've been a hairstylist for like 16 years. And early on in my career, somebody said, wow, the way you touch my head when I would like do scalp massages, it puts me into a calm, like when my mother would touch my head. Or, you know, clients are like, I don't care what you do with my hair, I just want to be around you. And I used to think that that was about them and as a way to deflect, you know, like whatever they had going on was why they were able to receive whatever I was offering, but not because I was actually something different. And it was exactly this type of question and journey of asking for the greatness of me to show up, that it actually always been there, but I was so good at deflecting so that I never separated from anybody else. So I'm so grateful for this conversation. And so what do you get being in your greatness and acknowledging it? Like, what's the greatest lie that keeps us from ever choosing that?
Wow, thank you for that question. And it puts me on the, when we are talking about the vulnerability with that, because coming from a Latin country and a Catholic background, I was very much brought up with the mindset of the sinner, of being wrong or my fault, my guilty and all of that. And then having the vulnerability of, hey, what if this is not true for me? What if there's no original sin connected to me in any way. What if I can come out of that? So when I started like shift and changing this kind of things also, it was major contribution for me to just allow myself to dive into this acknowledgement, into this me, just me, because it was expensive. It was something that was so light and joyful at the same time, as opposed to when I thought of myself as a sinner. There was always this very strong contraction in my heart. I didn't feel great, no good at all. And I had a sense that I was a fraud all the time. And I was, because I wasn't being true to myself, that I wasn't that bad at all. So it was, everything was just the other way around from what I was told.
Do you perceive more communion when you're willing to acknowledge your greatness with others or less?
Wow, way, way, way more. It's when I acknowledge myself instantaneously, I just come out of this thing of putting everything and everyone on its appropriate box. Those things just fall apart at once. They're not just simply not there anymore. Not there. And this sense of this communion, of being there to also receive, you know. I wasn't, you know, very much familiar with the thing about receiving. And this is something also that has been changing with acknowledging, because it's there. I am starting to receive myself. So even now, talking to you, it's something that puts my body like, ooh, coming alive. At the same time, there is this excitement. And at the same time, it's still so new for me. You know, there was before a sense of if I started to receive, I would receive like a blow or a reprimand or harsh words or something. And then when there is this acknowledgement there and there's the receiving there, there's way more than the bad stuff that I was always expecting to come. There's way more peace and relaxation and fun and joy and beautiful things. And I would not allow myself to be in to have a beautiful life or great things or have fun. And things are showing up. And it's funny also in the sense that, okay, I'm here on the podcast, but I don't talk much about that. But it's something that it's like, you know, this expression of a silent revolution. This is an ongoing silent revolution for me, with me. And at the same time, I get that I'm being way more for others now that I'm having me. This is the magic thing also, because we tend to think that it's the other way around. But you can be so much more also for the planet, for people, for whatever you are, when you have you.
I am inspired, and I've actually chatted with you before on interviews, and the space of your being is inspiring me to more of the space of my being. And I think that's really what acknowledgement and the gift of it is when you're willing to acknowledge yourself, is that inspiration to know other people, to have other people know that they can acknowledge themselves as well and be in the greatness of them. And so I want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for this conversation. Thank you so much for the inspiration you are to so, so many, and also to me. Thank you for everything that you be and that you do. And thank you for sharing this gift with us today. I am so grateful.
I am so grateful for the invite and for being here. Thank you so much, Sarah. And thank you, everyone.